Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. I'm joined by Andy today. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. And we've also got Beth with us behind the camera.
Hello.
She has prepared a rather exciting, well, I say exciting, I haven't seen the questions, a rather nerve-wracking quiz for us today. No?
Don't get your hopes up.
We have a heat printing quiz for you, is what I'm trying to say. And we are going to be, Beth's going to read us the questions. Andy and I are going to write our answers down on these. And then we're going to discuss what we think, why we're right, why we're wrong, who got the wrong answer. So without further ado, what is question number one?
Okay, welcome to the history of heat printing. Question number one, when was the heat transfer process first introduced? A, the 1920s, B, the 1940s, C, the 1960s, or D, the 1980s? Molly just looked at Andy's board.
Oh dear, cheating.
I just saw the side eye.
Yeah, but I'm going, sorry.
I
didn't even do that deliberately.
I did think, like, should we be using the lapel mics on this so no one would be cheating or looking at their answers?
All right.
Maybe, yeah.
Do we need to take a pause in the quiz?
But
we'll be right back.
Save you from yourself.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We have removed said handheld mics. And are we ready to show our answers?
Yep.
Please send your boards.
Oh, you can give us a countdown. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
I've gone for B.
Okay, so Andy's gone for B, which is the 1940s. Molly's gone for C, which is the 1960s.
See, I didn't copy you.
I'm doubting my answer now, because I feel like Andy should know more than us.
Oh, dear. Is it A?
It's C.
Yay! Yeah! And you were dissing me for looking at your board.
That was when the heat transfer process was first introduced.
See, in my head, I was like, Styles is 1932 with vinyl. Transfers weren't going to be at the same time as vinyl, so I just went with the nearest number.
Yeah.
According to this quiz.
Yeah, I was kind of, I guess it's a question for Beth. I'm sure she knows the answer, but what, like, specifically she meant by the heat transfer process?
Just the wonderful vague just phrase.
The wonderful
screen,
vague
is it like
phrase.
A physical
the
screen
heat
print?
Transfer process.
So screen, no, that wouldn't be a transfer, would it?
Because screen printing would probably way before that, but actual screen print onto paper, or like what we refer to as heat transfer now, that's what I wasn't sure on. It could have been.
Could have been either.
Yeah, all I've done.
Okay. Are you keeping score?
Should I do?
I'll write one at the top of my board.
Okay.
I got one right so far.
You ready for question number two?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
What was one of the earliest applications of heat transfer printing? A, T-shirt printing, B, ceramic tile decoration, C, signage, D, book printing.
Could you read those for us again?
Yeah, Beth? So the earliest applications of heat transfer printing, A, T-shirts, B, ceramic tiles, C, signage, or D, book printing. Okay, 3, 2, 1, reveal. Ooh, wow. Andy's gone for B, ceramic tile, and Molly's gone for C, signage. The correct answer is actually A, T-shirts.
T-shirts.
That was a trick question.
Yeah, I was a bit like, oh, ceramic tiles are a bit EOD, aren't they? So I was like, maybe they're...
Was it your Roman vibes?
Yeah.
Have you got ceramic tiles in your house, Andy?
I was thinking, I wonder, yeah. I guess that would be just glue, I guess, and then...
Yeah. I was like, oh, it can't be T-shirts. It's way too obvious.
That's kind of what I was thinking as well,
it's
yeah.
A trick question.
Just casting that mind back to the Romans when they were heat printing tiles.
Yeah.
With their heat pressing.
Didn't have electronics though, did they?
No.
Okay, question numero three.
Okay, number three. In which decade did heat printing become popular for custom T-shirt designs? So that's popular for custom T-shirt designs. A, the 50s, B, the 60s, C, the 70s, or D, the 80s? It's quite vague, guys, sorry. A,
50s,
B,
60s,
C, 70s, or D, 80s?
Hmm. trying to figure out whether the previous question has any kind of impact on this.
Well, think about when heat printing became popular.
Yeah.
Okay. Answers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, turn around. See. Andy's gone for C, the 70s. Molly's gone for C, the 70s. According to this quiz, it is D, the 80s.
Could be. I mean, some are like, we saw with our friends at Heated Words, they was obviously, the 80s was obviously a big year
true,
for them.
Very true.
Everything they would do, especially with heat applied flock as well. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that could make sense. And obviously that's, 80s was roughly when Hotronics heat presses started to be available. That's why I was a little torn between C and D,
yeah,
just because of that. Because, I mean, there was never a good heat press before that. So
in my head as well, I'm like, I couldn't figure out. I mean, in my head, I thought, when you say heat printing, I go to transfers straight away. So I was like, screen print, like that kind of vibe, not the whole transfer thing. So that would make more sense.
Yeah, I think, well, I guess target transfers, as we used to be branded, was early 80s. That's why I was kind of like, is it?
Unsure.
Well, yeah, I was a bit unsure whether, because it could have been that's a kind of reflection of what was starting to kick off in the 70s, or whether it's just literally was there ahead of the curve then.
It makes sense with our history, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing very well so far.
No.
One right answer between two of us.
Who's saying the quiz is actually correct here? Okay, next question. These are a bit wordy, so I do apologise. What technological advancement in the 80s significantly impacted the heat transfer industry? So what significantly impacted the heat transfer industry in the 80s? A, the introduction of digital printing.
Mm-hmm.
B, the development of vinyl cutting machines. C, the creation of thermal transfer ribbons. This is very wordy. D, the invention of sublimation printing. Would you like me to read that again?
Yes, please.
What technological advancement in the 80s significantly impacted the heat transfer industry? A, digital printing. B, vinyl cutting machines. C, thermal transfer ribbons, or D, sublimation printing.
Hmm.
Taking it back to the 80s again.
Yeah. Okay.
Answer?
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Ooh, so Andy's gone for C, thermal transfer ribbons, and Molly has gone for digital printing. It's actually B, vinyl cutting machines.
We're doing so well here. I thought we were supposed to be experts.
I thought that might be earlier for vinyl cutting machines.
I never did very well at history at school.
It says technological advancement, so I guess they could have been introduced
They could
before,
have just done better.
Improvements were made. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Ellen next time. She, you know, I assume she knows everything about the history
of
vinyl
cutting.
Yeah,
Ellen, if you're watching this, please leave a comment below. We would love to know the actual answer to that.
Or please, or do your homework and be warned. We'll ask you questions on it next
time. Yeah, the next podcast you're on.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very wordy. I should have thought about this beforehand. Which type of printing, developed in the 90s this time, uses heat to transfer dye directly into the fibres of polyester fabrics? A, screen printing. B, direct-to-garment printing. C, sublimation printing. Or D, laser printing. So it's developed in the 90s and it uses heat transfer dye directly into the fibres of polyester fabrics. Screen printing, direct-to-garment is B, C is sublimation, and then D is laser printing.
Okay.
Got an answer?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was really torn between B and C, and I thought, if I get this wrong, this looks terrible for me.
What else dyes? Fabric.
Don't forget to mark your score. Did you get a point?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Reliant on polyester as well, which obviously still is mostly, to be honest. So
that was very technical. That tripped me up there nearly. Mm.
Mm-hmm. But that's why you should use heat transfers, because you can put them onto any fabric. Right.
Rather than having to rely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very good. I like that question. That was a good one.
Is that because you got it right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I hope this is right. What innovation did Stahls introduce to the heat printing industry in the 2000s? A, eco-friendly transfer materials. B, automatic heat press machines. C, printable heat transfer vinyl. Or D, reflective transfer films. So what did Stiles introduce to the heat printing industry in the 2000s? A, eco-friendly materials. B, automatic heat presses. C, printable heat transfer vinyl. Or D, reflective transfer films.
Hmm.
I should really know this. Okay.
I just had a thought. I'm wearing glasses. And how good is your eyesight?
What to see the questions are now?
Oh, trust me, no. You're totally fine.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, turn around. Oh, we've got B from Money, which is automatic heat presses, and then C from Money, which is printable heat transfer vinyl.
I don't think I'm right.
According to this quiz, it's C, printable heat transfer vinyl. Whoop, whoop.
That was pure guesswork.
It could have literally been any of those answers.
Don't say that. It's obviously C.
I would love to know the dates for the other options.
Though. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, we should do a timeline of Target/Stiles.
Okay. Which major sporting event in the 70s boosted the popularity of heat-printed sportswear?
Okay.
A.
You're going to get this one.
The FIFA World Cup. B. The Summer Olympics. C. The Super Bowl. D. Tour de France.
What year did you say? The 90s?
The 1970s.
Was the Super Bowl thing in the 70s?
You know the answer to that. You're a sports guy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were going to discuss the answers.
Apologies,
after.
Apologies, sorry. Sorry, what was A, B, C, D?
So, which major sporting event in the 70s boosted the popularity of heat-printed sportswear?
Uh-huh.
A, FIFA World Cup. B, Summer Olympics. C, Super Bowl. D, Tour de France.
Okay.
Got an answer?
Yep.
Yep.
A from Andy, FIFA World Cup, and C from Molly, Super Bowl. The answer is B, the Summer Olympics, which is coming up soon.
For viewers watching.
I don't really know much about
if it's
the
not rugby.
Truthfully, I don't know the history behind how it boosted sportswear.
No, because I was thinking 70s maybe like, that was when Pelé was playing for Brazil, and I was like, oh, maybe people bought loads of Brazil Football World Cup tops.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I should have done a bit more research into this.
Maybe it was just the event that sort of kick-started people wearing more printed apparel.
Perhaps.
Like, maybe it just became more of a thing and it was aligned with the other dates that we've already been quizzed on
today. It might
today.
Have been, like, the introduction of, like, themed team apparel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that would make sense, or, like, because perhaps football and FIFA was already big by that point.
Yeah, and they already had basic kits, whereas athletics, did people have team athletics kits?
In the 70s? Maybe. I don't know.
It's also like, I mean, I could be offending some middle-aged people here, but like, is that, when do like colour TV really become a thing? Because, well, I mean, the only reason I say it's like 1966 World Cup was like black and white. So presumably it was sometime in like the 70s.
I was going to say I thought it was 80s, but again, I could be very wrong.
So maybe like...
Oh, is it not? Do you know?
No, I don't know, but I think it was in the 80s.
So maybe like there was, it just thought there was a particular moment where people could like see what colours people were, athletes were actually wearing. And they're like, oh, that's cool.
Eureka moment.
Yeah.
Oh no, quick, we need to print those kits.
Monochrome is no longer acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys don't get this one right, I'm going to be worried.
Oh, that's pressure.
When did eco-friendly heat transfer materials start gaining popularity? A, the 80s. B, the 90s. C, the 2000s. Or D, the 10s. When did eco-friendly heat transfer materials get popular? 80s. B, 90s. C, 2000s.
I'm going
2000s and 10s.
Purely based off of my personal experience,
okay,
which could be very wrong.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
There we go.
10, 2007.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Gained popularity as well. I've learnt with best questions now. It's not necessarily when was it started, when was it popular, when did it gain traction?
Yeah, and I would say, like, as someone growing up in the 90s, like, it wasn't very...
eco-friendly.
It wasn't very eco-friendly. Like, I was even thinking, like, it could be the 2020s, if I'm being honest.
Or E, 2050.
It doesn't matter. The point is that we're there and we no longer have to live in a world that doesn't value eco-friendly items, which is good, even in our industry.
Okay.
Was that the end of it?
Final question.
Oh, the last one. Okay.
This for like 5 points.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. No. No.
What is, oh gosh, let me start that again. What size is the largest manual heat press available on the market today?
Oh.
40 by 50 centimetres. B, 75 by 80 centimetres. C, 100 by 80 centimetres. Or D, 160 by 110.
This isn't exclusive to Hotronics, is it?
Just the heat press on the market today. The largest heat press size. A, 40 by 50, B, 75 by 80, C, 100 by 80, or D, 160 by 110.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah, I don't recognise any other heat press brand, so...
40 by 50 is the largest size.
Yeah. If you go onto the styles.co.uk website, that would be the largest you can find.
And if you want double space, get a dual air fusion
I would have accepted maybe like 100 by 80 is like a trick question with the dual air, perhaps. It's like, well, technically you've
double
got...
I just said that! Yeah.
The end.
How many points did you get, Andy?
I got 3.
I got 5.
There you go. Well done.
I would say that a good 70% of that was pure guesswork, so we won't take that too seriously. But
I think a good 70% of that was pure guesswork on my side.
Well, that's okay then, isn't it? It was just for a little bit of fun and slightly different podcast episode. For those of you that are listening to this and you want us to go back and see our very surprised and slightly concerning facial expressions, do go back onto the Styles UK YouTube and watch it. I'm sure this will be appearing as reels at some point in time, so keep an eye out for those on socials. Make sure to like, follow and subscribe on whatever platform you're watching on. Nearly ran out of breath there. We'll be back next week with another Garment Decorators podcast. Thank you very much, Beth. Thank you, Andy.
That's okay.
Good night.
Don't forget to watch the Styles Sports Day specials on our social accounts as well.
That is a very good point.
Coming soon.